U.S. forces have crossed borders in another war. U.S. planes based in Afghanistan have bombed targets in neighboring Pakistan on many occasions. And at least once in the past 2 months, ground troops entered Pakistan to target al-Qaeda fighters. Yet today's Wall Street Journal reports that the United States is actively considering talks with elements of the Taliban. That's the very same Taliban who sheltered al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. The BBC's Martin Patience is in the Afghan capital, Kabul. He says there's nothing new about the idea of talks with the Taliban.
What's new about this is the sense of urgency, the sense that America and the international community are getting on board. The Afghan government has said for many years now that they will speak to the Taliban. The Taliban can return to the country as long as they accept the constitution, the Afghan constitution, the Afghan president, effectively. Now, the Taliban haven't accepted that. There's certainly mid-level Taliban members that you could speak to who are tired after 7 years of fighting, who perhaps want to return to the Afghan fold. The Taliban leadership, Mullah Omar, what's not clear is, first of all, does he want talks? Second of all, he said that the only way the Taliban would ever return to the country is when international troops leave. Now, the Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, isn't going to do that.
Besides the departure of foreign troops from the country, what else might the Taliban want out of negotiations? What might they demand?
Well, again, it's not clear, but you would expect a more conservative Islamic government. But it's not just the Taliban. The Taliban leads the insurgency, but there's at least two or three other major players in this insurgency in Afghanistan. One, of course, is al-Qaeda. It's not clear what the links are between the Taliban and al-Qaeda. And then there's other two former Afghan Mujahideen leaders, effectively warlords. They're involved in the fight as well.
The incoming head of the U.S. Central Command, General David Petraeus, is on record supporting talks with so-called less extreme Taliban factions. And Petraeus is, of course, credited with enlisting the Sunni tribes in Iraq to work with the Americans. I'm wondering, Martin, is that a strategy that you think might work with some elements of the Taliban?
Well, Afghanistan is very different from Iraq, and the big issue here is how do you cut a deal? Who do you cut a deal with? And I think many people think that if you don't talk to the Taliban leadership, then you're not going to have any deal at all.
The BBC's Martin Patience is in Kabul. Thanks so much for joining us, Martin.
Okay, take care.